And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. No one is able to say just how badly Mary's face has been burned by the acid that Claudia Vincent threw at her when she had been proven guilty of the murder of Oliver Wilson. Ever since, Mary's been lying in a New York hospital heavily bandaged about the face and hands. She's happy in the knowledge that Larry is freed of the false charge of the murder which Claudia actually committed backstage at the Hamilton Theater. And at the same time, wealthy Rupert Barlow, who's been desperately infatuated with Mary for months past, is spending most of his time at his luxurious Long Island estate at Oyster Bay. Right now, we find him comfortably seated before a glowing fire in his library as Julia Dixon, his attractive housekeeper, appears with a tea tray. And we hear...
Are you ready for tea, Rupert?
Quite ready, my dear. Oh, shall I help you with that tray?
Oh, I can manage if you'll just clear a place on the table, please.
Of course. There you are, my dear. You really should let one of the other girls carry that tray. I'm afraid it's too heavy for you.
Oh, it's not too heavy at all. And besides, it's such a novelty to have you here at tea time. I'd gladly carry one twice as heavy.
Well, thank you, Julia. Very good of you to say that.
I mean every word. You've no idea how nice it's been these past days with you at home so much. I'd almost forgotten what you looked like.
Oh, nonsense. I haven't been away as much as all that.
Your tea, Rupert?
Thank you, Julia. Oh, I believe I'll have a spot of rum in it. Will you join me?
No, thanks. I prefer lemon.
Well, in that case, just bring the decanter and put it on the table.
Won't you try those little cakes, Rupert? They're particularly good.
I will indeed.
I believe I enjoy tea more than any meal of the day. Such a delightfully cozy meal.
Mm-hmm.
And in front of a nice wood fire. Really is comfortable, don't you think?
Yes, very.
Perhaps you'd like to have me play some music softly in the background.
What is this sudden surge of energy all about, Julia? I'm not helpless. I don't want you to wait on me. I just want you to sit and enjoy your tea.
I'm just trying to make a fuss over you, dear. You do like a fuss made over you, don't you?
Well, at times, certainly.
Yes, and by some certain people. For example, Mary Noble.
Well, come now, Julia. Why bring her name into this? Isn't the poor girl having trouble enough lying there in the hospital, not knowing what to expect when her bandages are finally removed?
You haven't made an effort to see her, Rupert. I'm rather surprised at that.
Why should you be? I don't suppose Mary is receiving visitors at present.
Just the same, it does seem strange. Have you sent her a message? Or shouldn't I ask?
I sent her some flowers. Does that satisfy your curiosity?
I guess so. Still, it's hard to get used to your present attitude. You seem quite calm in the face of disaster.
Well, I hardly know what I could do in any case. I assume everything is being done that can be done.
I expect so. Perhaps I understand your behavior after all.
What do you mean?
You wouldn't care to become too deeply involved if Mary should be badly scarred.
That's a very unpleasant thing to say, Julia.
It's true all the same. You want to make sure that your beloved Mary is the same beautiful creature she was before you commit yourself further.
If you mean to be unpleasant, I don't mind saying I shall take the car and go somewhere else.
Oh, please don't, Rupert. I won't say another word. I'm far too happy to be here with you. It's like the days 10 years ago when you promised me so much. And I believed every word.
Oh, now really, Julia. If you mean to start hounding me about getting married...
No, I don't. I've already told you I'm no longer expecting to marry you.
You mean that?
Of course. Does it surprise you so much? After all, there's a limit to even my credulity, Rupert.
Rupert Barlow glances at Julia Dixon uneasily, not quite sure he likes this new point of view. And in the meantime, Larry Noble has just returned to his wife's room in the New York hospital. And as he approaches her bed quietly...
Is that you, Larry?
Did I wake you?
No, I've been awake.
How'd you guess who it was? You sure you haven't been peeking, Mary?
I'd know your step anywhere. Besides, I can always sense it when you're in the room.
Is that good or bad?
It's very good, for me.
How do you feel, honey?
I'm getting along very well, darling. But you sound so tired. Didn't you go back to the Green Room Club as you said you would?
Yeah, sure, I was there.
Did you rest?
Uh-huh.
I know you didn't. I can tell by your voice. Oh, darling, you sound worn out. I wish you wouldn't let yourself get too tired. It worries me.
You forget about me and concentrate on yourself, Mary. There's nothing wrong with me. Nothing a good swift kick and $100,000 wouldn't cure.
Oh, Larry.
Well, it's true, isn't it? If I'd listened to you or to Maud Marlowe or to any one of our friends, you wouldn't be here today. I'd have dropped Claudia Vincent like a hotcake. There'd never have been any trouble.
Oh, it's no good blaming yourself, darling. It's all over and finished now.
Is it? Then what are you doing here? All wrapped up in bandages so that I can't even recognize you till you start talking.
I wonder if you ever will be able to recognize me.
Oh, now, don't say that, Mary. You're going to be all right. I'm going to get every specialist in this country, in the world if necessary. I'm going to see to it that there's no scar or blemish to mark your beautiful face.
You'd better wait and see what the doctors have to say. Don't worry, dearest. Soon we'll be back in Rosehaven. Just you and Larry Jr. and me. Oh, and I'll be so happy.
You will. I'll see to that.
Darling, what about Larry Jr.? What have you told him? What does he know about all this?
Nothing. He's still staying with the Bakers next door. They persuaded me to let him stay on, and I couldn't very well refuse.
I think it's terribly kind of Florence and Walter Baker. I know Larry Jr. is having the time of his life, with his best friend Stanley right in the house.
Oh, sure, sure. And Duke, the kid was crazy to stay near his dog. You know, I think he missed that spaniel more than he missed either of us.
I Larry. Wouldn't be surprised. Oh, Larry, I'm so homesick. It's been such a long time.
Don't I know it. But we'll get back, honey. Just leave everything to me from here on in.
I will. If you'll promise not to worry. I know what a strain this is going to be and how you hate to be so deeply in debt.
Oh, don't you worry about that, Mary.
Have you had a chance to talk to Harold Ramsey yet?
Yes.
Did you ask him if he thought about putting the play back on Broadway?
Yes, I asked him. But he doesn't think there's much chance. The backers have all been paid off. He'd have to raise money all over again.
But it was a big hit.
Well, all I know is that Ramsey doesn't think there's a chance of getting the play back on. He thinks the Hamilton Theater is out for one thing.
Well, I must say I don't think it would be very pleasant to return to the Hamilton after all that happened there. I'll always remember the ghastly sight of Oliver Wilson hanging in the wings.
You and me both.
Darling, I'm sorry Mr. Ramsey is so pessimistic about the play. Because I know how much it would mean to you to get right back to work.
Oh, there'll be other things, Mary.
Yes, I know. But will you try to remember that? And not get too depressed if you don't get a suitable play right away.
Now what are you trying to do, Mary? Cheer me up. Aren't we getting this situation kind of twisted around? You're the patient, you know.
But I mean it, Larry. I know how terribly worried you get when things are bad, and there are going to be so many bills, I realize that. Just try not to let them make you too nervous.
Oh, now, you leave all that to me. Seems to me the least I can do is to shoulder the burden of supporting us. All I want you to think about is getting out of here and back home.
Oh, it's all that matters to me, Larry.
Me too. Oh, what happened to all those flowers I saw when I went out?
Flowers?
Yes, your nurse had practically a truckload of roses out in the hall when I left here a while ago.
Oh, those flowers.
Yeah, what happened to them?
I had Miss Clark take them to the wards. They were too much for this room.
I can't imagine anyone sending so many at one time.
Oh, it does seem foolish. But I'm sure they'll be well appreciated in the wards. So it was a nice thought after all.
Larry fights back his desire to tell Mary that he knows the flowers were sent by Rupert Barlow, but he's determined not to bring the subject up. However, he can't help wondering, even now, if Rupert is ever going to be out of their lives. We'll be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway stars.